Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM, good morning. It has now been 6 weeks of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And during the first few days of the war, we saw reports and stories of many Ukrainian men who were living and working right here in Ireland and getting on planes and heading back home to fight in the conflict. 23-year-old Max, who lives and works in County Laois, and Stan, a 51-year-old PayPal employee who is an Irish citizen and has lived in County Louth for 21 years, are two of those men, and they join me on the line now. Stan, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, everyone.
Thank you.
Good morning, Ireland.
Well, thank you so much for speaking to us. Where are you at the moment?
At the moment, we are about 60 kilometers away from the capital, Kyiv. But in a few minutes, about 10 minutes, we've been departing back to the Kyiv now and then waiting for the next order where we're going to move in the next few days.
Okay. And Stan, can you describe to us what are your days like? What do you spend them doing?
Well, day-to-day different, but obviously, if we've been on a base, it's still like, you know, we wake up and then a few trainings we do, a few training shooting we do. But if we have to order to get to any village, to free any villages from the Russian invaders, that's been obviously different approach and a different task.
Stan, can I ask you, did you have any military experience before you headed over there?
Yes, I do, but it was a long time ago. So about 2 years ago, I've been in the Soviet Army, you know, for 2 years. That's all my military experience.
Okay.
Before I went to Ukraine, just 6 weeks ago.
Okay. And Max, who's with you, who's 23, yeah. did Max have any military experience?
Yeah, he did. He been with the involved in that, in those conflicts between Russia and Ukraine since 2014. I think he was then on the east of Ukraine about in 2015, 2016.
Jesus, at 23, he could write a book at this stage. He's done a lot in his 23 years, hasn't he?
He can. I think he has plenty to say in his book, yeah.
Well, he's seen a lot, that's for sure. What is it like, Stan, fighting on the front line?
Well, I think it's very hard to describe, you know. I think the one is battle begin, when you've been running on the streets, you know, the shooting the bullets, you know, your blood, you're full of adrenaline, you fear nothing, you know. You fear nothing, you're fighting, and then maybe when this battle is over, maybe a few hours later, you've been realized that you've been so close, you know, and you've been in a risk, you know, to get injured or get died, you know. But this is becoming afterwards. At the beginning, it's just adrenaline in the blood and the fight, you know, and you've been running, you've been hiding, you've been shooting, you know, everything. I think the brain is not working on the time. It's full of your full reflex, you know, body movement, body reaction, you know, rather than brain thinking.
Why were you compelled to go?
That's the question I have been asking a few times. I guess, you know, I saw the young, like Max, you know, 23 years old. Here I did see the young fellas who about 19 or 20 years old came over from the west of Ukraine, you know, to the east to fight with the Russians. So, and I think, yeah, if they are doing it, I should do it, of course, indeed as well, because I am kind of old enough person, you know, and I think it's my order this time around, you know, to being involved.
And do you have family here in Ireland? I mean, you've been here a long time. Yeah, what have you left behind? What's here?
Yeah, I have, obviously, my family is obviously living in Talanstown, County Louth. There is a wife and two of my sons. You know, one is 25 years old, another is 15 years old. And last week we have a few of our relatives from Ukraine arrived to our house. So we have a full house, about five of our relatives, the fleet from Ukraine, because obviously they live in those areas when it's they're so scary, you know, and there's the Russian bombing every night, every day. They all in the house, so there is a they have a busy house. That's a exactly busy house. The busy house.
Stan, they must be so fearful for you, but so proud and grateful.
I guess so. I think they think every day. I think every minute, wherever how I'm here, you know, I get in the calls, you know, in the morning, in the evenings, they are monitoring where I am, you know, and they know exactly if I don't have a coverage on the phone, then I involve in something, you know, then I somewhere where it's obviously danger is so close to the danger, you know.
Stan, have you ever known fear like it, or are you even scared? Like, how do you feel?
Yeah, I do scared, you know. I do scared. I don't know. I don't say I'm scared for myself, but I'm scared, you know, when something happened with me, they be thinking about my family, you know, about my family, how they will get on after, you know. So it is scary, you know. You see, no one here say, oh, I am so brave, you know, I don't care what's going to happen, you know. Everyone is afraid, you know. Everyone is, you know, take any possible chance, you know, to save their own life, you know, to hide behind the wall, to hide behind the trees, you know, all that, you know. And I guess if you're scared of something, it's save your life, you know. It's a save your life, you know.
Keeps you alert, absolutely.
Bravade, you know, no one here just fully, you know, just 100% bravade. I said, look, I just walk on straight away into the village on the street where there's plenty of enemies, and I'm not going to be hurted or killed, you know. So everyone's scared here, you know.
It sounds like there's great camaraderie there. What is the morale like between the lads?
Morale is high, you know. Morale is high, and, you know, every day or every week we have the new soldiers arrive, you know. Even the week ago, we have another fellas from Ireland, Ukrainian fellas arrived here, you know. They will join us. They actually joined us in our battalion, and they will fight shoulder to shoulder with us against the Russian troops. So morale is high, and, you know, everyone is defending own land. You know, once you defend in own lands, own families, own people, you know, you will find that then, you know, that you're brave, you are brave, you know, to fight, you know, because that's the fight for the future of the country, future of our people and our families.
Absolutely. What is the most difficult part about what you're doing?
What is the most difficult part is, you know, I think that's when we have that announcement that we've been get ready, you know, get ready to be involved in some battle, you know, and that those a few hours before you start moving, you know, before we loading in the jeeps or PE on the or crew caps and go. This is probably most difficult hours, you know, in a life, you know, because you think you're sitting and thinking, okay, we have to go again, and no one knows what's going to happen, you know.
Did you know that your President Zelensky spoke to the Irish government on Wednesday morning?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I did. I did see that announcement this morning. Yeah, speak. And I 100% sure that he was so pleased, you know, with the Irish people
and
Irish generosity. Yeah, grateful for generosity of Irish people, Irish government, you know. You know, you take it in all those Ukrainian peoples who they fled from the Ukraine over to Ireland, and, you know, all that support with accommodation, with the food, and even emotional support from Russian people is unbelievable.
Stan, when are you coming home?
Soon enough. I guess that thing will be finished soon enough. So I think my prediction maybe 2 months. Okay. What do you think?
Okay, well, I'll hold you to that. I'll be calling you in two months.
Do you see an end in two months,
really? Do you see an end to this in a few months' time?
Yeah, I hope, you know, because as Ukrainian government looking for some sort of agreement as quick as possible, you know, to save the Ukrainian soldier life, to save a life of civilian people too. So I hope, you know, that's my hope, that we finish as soon as possible, taking any chance, any opportunity to end up this war as quick as possible. But if it's, but it's very difficult to predict because Russian side is not taking any steps, you know, towards like, you know, peaceful agreement.
Yeah. Is there, before I let you go, because I know you're busy, is there anything you would like to say to everyone in Ireland listening at the moment?
Yeah. The first things, and I said already a few times before, all Ukrainians and my family as well, we're so thankful for the support Irish people provide to the Ukrainian, for all Ukrainians who've been living in Ireland, who arrived to the island recently. And I'm 100% sure that support will be taken, not just for one day, 2 days, a week, or a month, as will continue support. It'll be continuous support for whatever time we're staying in Ireland. And I understand the reason why, because they, in the past, Irish people come across similar situations,
yeah.
You know, and the history of Irish history is quite similar to Ukrainian history about those battles for own independence.
Well, I don't get to speak to real life heroes too often. So it's been my absolute honor and pleasure to speak to you, Stan, and to Max, who's with you, and to all the lads over there. Where are you off to now? What's the plan now?
Yeah, we backing up to the Kyiv and we're waiting for whatever order we will have.
Okay.
Maybe we'll stay a few days there. And to be honest, thank you for taking us on air. And if someone told me about a month ago that I've been on live on the chat with Jennifer Zamborelli, which I wouldn't be believing, you know, in that. I'd be laughing though.
Well, listen, when you get back home to Ireland, we'll have you in studio and we'll have a proper chat again. Okay, so you stay safe with Max, and thank you so much again for speaking with us this morning. And I'll talk to you very, very soon. In 2 months, you said it.
We will. See you soon then.
Stay safe, Stan.
Thank you.
Bye, love. Bye. There we go. That was Max Saviak and Stan Lepko. Speaking to Stan there about what they're doing at the moment. He packed up his bags, he got on a plane and he went off to fight in the war in Ukraine. Just an exceptional person. Unbelievable, really. And we will call him in 2 months' time and we will speak to him very soon. We'll be back right after this.
Jennifer Zamparelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.